Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The ADHD Advantage by Dale Archer. Published in 2015, this book challenges the conventional views on ADHD, transforming what is often seen as a disadvantage into a celebrated difference. Archer, a highly respected medical doctor and psychiatrist with over 25 years of private practice, offers profound insights into how individuals with ADHD can harness their unique traits for success in personal and professional spheres. The ADHD Advantage is a must-read for parents and teachers who are looking to foster an environment where children with ADHD thrive. It's equally enlightening for adults with ADHD, providing them a fresh lens to view their capabilities positively. Through engaging explorations, Archer debunks common myths surrounding ADHD and illuminates its benefits, striving to show that with the right understanding and support, those with ADHD can indeed lead exceptional lives. Whether you are directly affected by ADHD or interested in the psychological and personal development fields, this book offers valuable perspectives that emphasize strength rather than deficit. Tune in to uncover how ADHD can be not just managed, but mastered and embraced as a powerful advantage. The ADHD Advantage. What you thought was a diagnosis may be your greatest strength. Introduction. Rethinking ADHD. Uncovering hidden benefits. Did you know that since its formal recognition in 1994, ADHD, or Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, has been diagnosed in over 6 million Americans? In recent years, this number has significantly increased, sparking a debate. Are all these individuals genuinely afflicted with an illness? Society often views the symptoms of ADHD as impediments to leading a normal life, leading to a high dependency on pharmaceutical solutions. These medications are intended to manage the symptoms of ADHD, yet they come with their own risks, some severe. It's crucial to move beyond the negative labels attached to ADHD. As we explore, we uncover a surprising truth. Many successful figures throughout history have harnessed their ADHD traits as pivotal assets. This perspective shift invites us to consider that perhaps there's an inherent advantage in what we've too quickly labeled a disadvantage. In this exploration, we'll delve into the evolutionary benefits of ADHD traits, which may have been crucial for the survival of our ancestors. How forgetfulness, often seen as a drawback, can sometimes play to one's advantage in unexpected ways. The indispensable role ADHD characteristics have played in the achievements of renowned personalities like Richard Branson, illustrating the potential for success when these traits are embraced rather than suppressed. This narrative invites us to look at ADHD through a new lens, challenging the stigma and recognizing the unique strengths it can provide. Part 1. Decoding ADHD. Unpacking the overdiagnosis problem. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, commonly known as ADHD, is frequently portrayed as a rampant epidemic across the United States. The diagnosis often carries a heavy stigma, with far-reaching consequences that can disrupt relationships and familial harmony. Yet, a closer examination suggests that the situation might not be as clear-cut as it seems. Alarmingly, research suggests a significant number of ADHD diagnoses may not be as warranted as once thought. Studies indicate that up to 1.1 million children and adolescents in the United States might have been incorrectly diagnosed with this disorder. What's leading to this surge in diagnoses? A key factor is the diagnostic criteria currently used, which often lack nuance. Under current guidelines, missing the threshold for an ADHD diagnosis by just one symptom means no diagnosis. Conversely, meeting the threshold by the slimmest margin results in a positive diagnosis. This binary approach fails to consider the spectrum on which ADHD symptoms actually manifest, suggesting a need for more graduated diagnostic scales. Moreover, the very symptoms listed for diagnosing ADHD are often subjective. Phrases like "is often easily distracted" or "often fails to pay close attention to details" are open to interpretation. Relying heavily on individual perceptions from parents or teachers rather than on consistent, objective measures. Additionally, behaviors like hyperactivity, commonly associated with ADHD, are actually typical in many children who naturally outgrow such traits. Compounding these challenges is a shortage of ADHD specialists. With approximately 8,300 specialists contrasted against some 54,000 family doctors nationwide, many diagnoses end up being made by generalists not specifically trained in the nuances of ADHD. This mismatch contributes significantly to the likelihood of misdiagnoses. Together, these factors highlight a critical need for systemic changes in how ADHD is diagnosed and understood, urging a shift toward more precise and empathetic approaches. Part 2: The High Cost of Misdiagnosing ADHD, Medication, Mishaps, and Alternatives. The persistent rise in ADHD diagnoses has led to an alarming increase in the prescription of related medications. From 1994 to 2010, the number of misprescribed cases shot up to 800,000. But what fuels this surge? A significant driver is the financial influence exerted by pharmaceutical companies. These firms often sponsor studies that advocate for the use of their ADHD medications, and some extend their marketing directly to a vulnerable audience, children, using platforms like comic books to tout the benefits of medication. However, the risks associated with these drugs are considerable and often overshadow the purported benefits. ADHD medications can be highly addictive and prone to misuse. Take the heart-wrenching story of Richard Fee, a 24-year-old medical student and class president. Addicted to Adderall, he managed to convince his doctors to increase his dosage time and again, despite his deteriorating condition. Tragically, 2 weeks after his last prescription, he took his own life. Moreover, these medications can stunt physical development in children. The National Institute of Drug Abuse found that, on average, children between 7 and 10 years old who were medicated for ADHD grew 2 centimeters less and weighed between 2 to 7 kilograms less than their non-medicated peers. While some argue that medication is indispensable for helping children with ADHD concentrate and succeed academically, there are effective alternative strategies that challenge this notion. For instance, children with ADHD often benefit from learning in short, intense bursts. Education systems could adapt by shortening class periods or by assigning ADHD students special roles like project manager, which allow them to engage actively and intermittently with their peers and tasks. Physical activity has also been shown to markedly improve concentration in ADHD children. Initiating the school day with a brief session of dance or a team sport can tremendously benefit their ability to focus. Furthermore, allowing these students the freedom to stand or move around during class can significantly aid their learning process. By exploring and implementing these educational alternatives, we can better support the diverse learning needs of children with ADHD, mitigating the reliance on pharmaceutical interventions and fostering a more inclusive and effective educational environment. Part 3: Reframing ADHD, Unveiling Hidden Strengths. Adopting a fresh perspective on ADHD is essential for tapping into its lesser-known benefits. Instead of viewing its symptoms solely as impediments, it's possible to reinterpret these characteristics as unique advantages. For instance, consider the common challenge of maintaining focus on a single task. From another angle, this trait equips individuals with ADHD with the exceptional ability to multitask. Their minds naturally juggle multiple thoughts at once, making them adept at managing various projects simultaneously. This capability is particularly valuable in dynamic environments like business and professional sports. Moreover, what is often perceived as a lack of sustained attention can actually manifest as powerful lateral thinking. Individuals with ADHD have a knack for drawing creative and innovative connections between seemingly unrelated ideas. This cognitive flexibility is a boon in creative sectors such as photography or improvisational comedy, where adaptive thinking generates originality and spontaneity. Another symptom, inattention to detail, can be reimagined as a proficiency in navigating chaotic situations. Unlike those who may feel overwhelmed by disorder, those with ADHD often excel in tumultuous settings, where their quick processing skills and decisive actions come to the forefront. Such environments are common in high-pressure roles. Think of a bustling kitchen in a high-end restaurant where a chef must maintain order and creativity amidst constant chaos. Lastly, the tendency towards forgetfulness, often seen as a drawback, can also be seen as a form of psychological resilience. Individuals with ADHD are less likely to dwell on past errors, allowing them to recover quickly from setbacks and remain motivated. This attribute is incredibly valuable in entrepreneurship and other fields, where risk and failure are part and parcel of the journey to success. By shifting how we view these characteristics, we can better appreciate the unique talents that individuals with ADHD bring to the table and foster environments where these skills are recognized and leveraged effectively. Part 4: Turning ADHD into a Superpower. Success Stories from the Real World. ADHD, often viewed through a lens of deficits, indeed presents unique strengths that have propelled many to remarkable heights in diverse fields. Let's delve into some compelling real-world examples where ADHD traits have been a crucial element in achieving extraordinary success. Recall from earlier discussions that individuals with ADHD tend to possess resilience, creativity, and a knack for multitasking. Their propensity to make intuitive decisions without overanalyzing potential pitfalls serves them exceptionally well, particularly in high-stakes business environments. Take Sir Richard Branson, a renowned entrepreneur whose ADHD traits have significantly contributed to his success. His ability to juggle multiple ventures simultaneously and make bold, innovative decisions helped him navigate the complex landscapes of airlines, entertainment, and media. Branson's fearless approach to business and inherent ability to bounce back quickly from setbacks exemplify how ADHD traits can be leveraged to build and sustain a global empire. In the realm of sports, ADHD also proves to be an asset. Athletes like Michael Phelps, Terry Bradshaw, and Pete Rose have all risen to prominence in their respective sports while managing their ADHD. Their rapid decision-making skills, ability to thrive under pressure, and multitasking prowess are invaluable on the field or in the pool. Consider the intense environment of an NFL quarterback, who must keep track of scores, manage game time, motivate teammates, and execute plays flawlessly amidst the roaring crowd. ADHD traits such as enhanced multitasking capabilities and composure in chaotic situations can transform these challenges into opportunities for triumph. These stories underline a powerful message. When placed in conducive environments, individuals with ADHD can fully harness their unique capabilities. It's clear that ADHD can indeed be a potent advantage, transforming potential hurdles into stepping stones for success. So, for those with ADHD, it's about leveraging these intrinsic strengths to carve out successful pathways in whatever arenas they choose to compete. Final summary. The principal takeaway from this exploration is a call for a reevaluation of how ADHD is perceived and managed. Far from being merely a widespread mental health crisis warranting excessive medication, ADHD presents a unique set of challenges and advantages that require a nuanced understanding. educators, healthcare professionals, and family members are urged to adopt a more discerning approach to diagnosing ADHD, prioritizing more accurate assessments over generalized assumptions. Moreover, there's a significant opportunity to shift focus from merely mitigating symptoms to actively recognizing and fostering the distinctive strengths that individuals with ADHD bring to the table. By broadening our perspective and appreciating the full spectrum of characteristics associated with ADHD, we can better support and empower those affected, enabling them to leverage their unique traits towards personal and professional success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.